From Tidbits on January 11th, 2010, this is the audio edition of Crash Plan Joins Long-Term Tidbit Sponsors, written by Adam C. Angst. We're pleased to welcome Code 42 Software, makers of the backup software Crash Plan, to the coterie of long-term Tidbit sponsors. Backup software is one of those topics near and dear to our hearts, since a solid backup strategy has prevented us from losing essential data, not to mention untold hours of work, on numerous occasions over the last 20 years. What sets CrashPlan apart, and why we're so happy to have Code 42 Software as a sponsor, is that it not only makes off-site internet backup possible, it makes it possible for free. This is the neatest part of the CrashPlan approach, is that you can trade hard disks with a friend who also has a high-speed internet connection, and then back up to each other. Despite the massive amount of data most of us have in our hard disk, this works because you can make your initial backup locally, with the hard disk directly connected to your Mac, and then swap with your friend. For all subsequent backup, CrashPlan watches for changed files and transmits only the data that has changed between the current version and the backed up version, also known as the diff or the delta. Not only that, but the basic CrashPlan software is free for personal use. If you want to use CrashPlan in a commercial setting, or if you want continuous real-time backup, the free version backs up only once per day, and priority customer support, a CrashPlan Plus app upgrade costs $59.99 per computer. And if you don't have a willing friend with a high-speed connection, you can always pay for the CrashPlan Central Internet Backup Service. It runs between $3.47 and $4.50 per month for an individual unlimited plan, or between $5.33 and $8 per month for an unlimited family plan. Optionally, an additional $124.99 will pay for a 1 terabyte drive to be shipped to you for your initial seed backup or restore. CrashPlan saved our bacon in one extremely unpleasant crash when Time Machine failed, and even better, I've never even noticed CrashPlan working behind the scenes, unlike Time Machine, which is often quite noticeable when it starts scanning. That helps explain why CrashPlan is recommended as part of a good backup strategy in Joe Kissel's Take Control of Mac OS X Backups and the just-published Take Control of Easy Mac Backups. It's also particularly useful for backing up the computers of relatives for whom you provide tech support. With this long-term sponsorship, Code 42 Software joins a number of other top companies in the Apple industry, including Barebone Software, BBDet and Yojimbo, Fetch Software, makers of Fetch, Markspace, who makes Missing Sync and Sync Together, MacSpeech, makers of MacSpeech Dictate, Microsoft Macintosh Business Unit of Microsoft Office, and VMware, the people who make VMware Fusion. Running a serious internet publication requires non-trivial expenses for hardware, software, staff salaries, outside development costs, travel, and more. And without the support of our sponsors and direct contributions from readers, we wouldn't be able to continue publishing Tidbits. Thank you all. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks to CrashPlan for support, and thanks to you for listening.